we'd better jump into our chat. We don't want to be late, do we?
No.
Let's hear from John and Matthias. Ridiculon. Going to call them up right now. Come on, bear with me. Because we always have to dial live on air. Let's go.
Got to do it manually.
Yeah. Hello, can you hear me okay? Apparently not. Can?
1 second. Microphone muted. Sound. What the fuck? Let's see. Speaker off. Speaker off. Hi, Lee. We're just trying to figure out how to make some sound here, buddy.
Don't you worry about that. This is the most casual show in the world. You can
in
hear
the
us,
world?
Then, can't you?
Speaker on. No.
It's more casual than us. We'll take them on.
Turn subtitles on. That's not going to work.
Comes out in Wingdings.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, hold
this
on.
Is Dale, by the way.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Cousin Dale. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How are you doing?
What the fuck is up with the audio on this situation?
Dale won't be able
off.
To help you with that.
No, it's usually our end.
There we have it.
Hey.
Oh, we've got some video and everything.
That's right.
Let's see if
How's
I can actually get that on screen somehow.
Hi, guys.
How's it going? We're just going to try and position it so no state, deep state secrets are revealed, you know, like in our role in the Mueller report and things like that. because it's us, you know, we're definitely in charge of all of that. How's it going?
It's going good, thank you. You?
Very well. John's just having his postprandial antigen-tacular here.
Wow, that was a mouthful.
He's drinking some beet juice. I am, you know, maybe I need to cover up that whiteboard back there. Hold on. There actually are some mothers.
I don't think we're 1080p.
I think we've got some video now. I think we've got a video feed going nice and live. Excellent.
Wow. That's
good
timing.
Gentlemen, nice to be speaking with you here on this Friday evening. What time is it in London or wherever you are?
We're up north, actually, but it's about 8:30 precisely. Yeah.
Very good. Well, what have you been discussing this evening on your show?
Video game music, as we
to?
Always do. What have we been listening to? Oh, we've listened to some Ridiculon. Kicked off the show with that.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're all right.
We've been working on Ridiculon as Ridiculon today, so it's been interesting. Like, we've been really being ourselves.
Exclusive.
Exclusively ourselves today.
What's been the project, then?
Well, let's see. We wrapped up a little something for Tommy Refinus, a.k.a. Team Meat, a.k.a. Super Meat Boy Forever, a.k.a., you know, a pretty fun project that we've been rocking out to.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
It'll be you know, we'll see that whole crew in Boston next week at PAX, the big video game conference there.
Yeah, has that come around again already?
29th of March we'll be there. Yep.
Yeah, we're kind of sheltered from all that stuff in England.
What's that?
We're kind of sheltered from all that convention stuff in England. They never have it really over here.
Right. Well, we've got a lot of it here, and somehow, like the Boston version of it, really took off the last bunch of years. So, as it stands, we've got a couple games in there because I think I'm not sure there may be the final DLC for Isaac may be showing a little chunk there too. And we just as you called, we're working on something for Edmund for Anti-Birth, aka Repentance. It's going really well. So we're writing some very sad music, but trying to make very sad music be more intense. Alternate versions of very sad music, same tempo, same basic rhythm section layers, but trying to bring up the intensity. So that's what we're doing today. We are also doing some we work for this show called This American Life, which is a fun radio show. And we were writing some instrumental music for them. And then also this morning, it was a busy day. We had a very good day here at Ridiculon headquarters.
Nice.
And all the animals are here. John got a new cat. I don't know if people can see him.
Let's definitely have a look at that. The video should be streaming live. Let us know in the comments.
Come here.
Congratulations on your new cat.
Yeah, thank you. It's a big adjustment. Just getting the dog and the cat to
cooperate,
you know, to exist in the same world. But it's working pretty well.
This is how you get cats to love you, by shaking the paper at them.
It's attracted to the shaking paper.
It's fairly true. Now, she's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Little Siamese, little chocolate point Siamese kitten.
Oh.
But anyways, it's not working. But we'll see if I can wrangle her in a minute. Anyways, what were you guys just listening to that we happened to write at some point in our long and illustrious career?
Well, we kicked off the show with Dark Meat from Super Meat Boy. And then we heard...
A divisive track. Interesting. Like, well... For instance, when you eat chicken, where do you lean, Lee? Are you a white meat or a dark meat guy?
I'm fully white, I have to be honest.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. Is that the trashy response? I don't know.
I'm not sure. I think both are tasty responses.
Mm-hmm. Well, some would say dark meat has more taste than flavor. I think John's a dark meat guy.
For sure.
More taste than flavor.
Somewhere in between.
I like it with the skin on.
With the skin on or off?
On.
Yeah, chicken skin. Have you ever had a meal entirely devoted to the skin of animals?
I think that would be a different experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We do have a few things like that over in Britain, though, don't we? We like to put things in, like, skin, like haggis and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right. I think haggis gets a bad rap. It actually does better than one. It's a bit of a mythological beast, right? I mean, haggis in actuality is quite palatable.
Oh, well, I've never actually tried it, to be honest. But it is like a lot of things stuffed into a stomach.
Neither have I. But...
Yeah, like, but I'd eat, I mean, it's basically oatmeal in a sheep's stomach, right?
It's pretty normal, actually, yeah. I mean, when I say shoved into a stomach, that's the same as a sausage.
Mm.
I mean, I put things into my stomach every day.
And these are the considerations you go through when writing for Super Meat Boy.
Very good point.
Wait, say it again?
These are the considerations you go through when writing for Super Meat Boy then, I guess.
True. So you were listening to Dark Meat.
Yes.
Very good.
Which then seeped into...
We had fun naming all those titles.
That went into Periculum from Binding of Isaac.
Oh, very good. A mashup.
Yeah, indeed.
Were you able to find the thread? Were you able to, like, you know, wax poetically? Oh, wait, there's a cat here. Hold on. Come here.
Well, I probably should have thought of waxing poetically, but I just kind of, like, played it, didn't I? Oh, hey, we have a cat. Excellent. Aww. What's its name? Have we got a name?
Octavia.
Octavia, excellent.
Yes.
What's the genesis of that, then?
It's just a sonorous name, evokes the octave scale.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, also a street in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I have to be honest, for me, it evokes Dr. Otto Octavius, Dr. Octopus, instantly.
Wow, interesting.
There you go.
Uh-huh. How's the weather where you guys are? Where are you? What city are you in?
Oh, well, we're in a typical England town of Grimsby.
Grimsby.
Yeah, that's such
Does
an
a lot of
name.
Happy shit happen? Does a lot of happy shit happen where you're from?
It's Grimsby? Just this show, unfortunately, every Friday, I think.
Yeah, this show is the only ray of light in the whole
yeah,
town.
Yeah, it literally does. When you're streaming, I think a shaft of gold shines out when all else is dark from Grimsby, right? And it just shoots up into the firmament.
Yeah, it's like
and
the bat signal.
And even God himself knows when you're streaming, right?
Absolutely. And retweets it.
Yep. Grimsby. I love you guys. I mean, that's a great name for a town. We have some pseudo-English towns here on Cape Cod, you know, because you guys scared off all the settlers and they came over here to our neck of the woods and, and you know, named certain towns after English towns like Plymouth and Yarmouth.
Oh, yeah.
And
I think you do have a Manchester somewhere.
We have a Manchester. We have a... What other?
A sandwich.
Sandwich.
Really? Wow. I don't think we have a sandwich.
Yeah. Well, you might call it a sarnie, right?
Yeah, correct. I'm interested in where you picked that up from.
Right. Well, Jamie Oliver.
Jamie Oliver. Yeah, that I should have known.
Classic
international, yeah, isn't he?
He gives us our sandwich lingo.
He's got a bad rep in Britain for making children healthy.
People right, don't like no more grey foods. Right.
Yeah, he started introducing healthy foods.
He's got a similarly bad rep in the U.S. for taking over school cafeteria lunchrooms and forcing these young kids to not have chicken nuggets and creamed corn and big piles of mashed potatoes and pizza served on cardboard and things like that. So, yeah, I think he's generally loath, right? We can all agree Jamie Oliver has pissed a lot of people off.
Yeah, and
damn it, man.
There was a classic British story where parents were smuggling in fish and chips to the school to their children during playtimes. Can't get more British than that.
Oh, my God. So is Grimsby on the coast or in the midst of not coast?
It's directly on the coast. Actually, we were the world's most famous fishing port just about 30 years ago.
Wow.
And then Iceland took over.
Oh, dear.
We actually had these cod wars. I don't know if any weapons were involved. But we had what was called cod wars. I don't know how we've ended up here.
Cod wars. So you guys perhaps were responsible for overfishing the cod stock and putting it on the endangered list and then having to change over to dogfish, what we call dogfish here in terms of our fish and chips and what we eat.
Oh, yeah, we're still pretty relentless. A lot of our companies are still going out there and, yeah, pretty ruthless.
You guys are ruthless. The Grimsby connection. So are you the descendants of fishermen?
Actually, if you really want to know, my descendant killed a king, and that's a fact.
Wow.
Accidentally.
No though. Kidding.
Yeah, it has a Wikipedia article and everything, so it's fact.
Tell the story.
Wait, is that from Game of Thrones, House Tyrell?
Actually, I've always thought they're probably like referencing back to that.
Interesting. Yeah, and now it's all coming clear now.
It was William the Conqueror's son, you know, like the Doomsday Book and 1066 and all that stuff. I don't know if that's just something we learn in school as British kids.
There's a vague memory.
Yeah. My ancestor killed William the Conqueror's son accidentally because he thought he was a deer. So I've inherited that.
So there were no reflective vests in 1066.
Apparently not.
That you wore in the woods.
Well, I think they trusted each other to not shoot each other, and my ancestor was displaying some typical Tyrrell stupidity.
Oh, man. Oh, wait, you say Tyrrell, not Tyrell.
Yeah, but Tyrell's fine with me because that's how they say it in Blade Runner.
Right.
Tyrell
anything
Corporation.
Anything they say in Blade Runner is basically fine with me, too. In fact, that's how I learned everything in life is through that movie.
Yeah, me too.
Thank God Blade Runner 2049 came out because I was running out of things to talk about. And so now I know new stuff because of that movie.
Wait until Grimsby 2049 comes out. You've seen what Los Angeles
God,
is like.
Oh, my God, so good. Now, if you guys don't let Jamie Oliver into your hearts and minds and continue to make you healthy, there will be no one alive in Grimsby in 2049. You have to eat more salad.
That's some advice for the Grimsby people right there from straight from the mouths of
ridiculous. Listen up, Grimsby. We also are from a coastal community where there's lots of cigarette smoking and drinking of beer and eating crisps or chips, as you might. You call them crisps.
We have crisps and chips, and we eat them both, obviously.
So just here's a heads up, guys. Take care of your bodies out there. This is from one coastal town to another because we're actually here in a very sandy and foreboding March landscape here on Cape Cod, right on the water.
You seem to be looking out the window. Can the camera be turned?
Oh, yeah.
Have a look.
So. Well, no, we're actually here on a pond. We're looking. Let me see if I can. Can I flip? Jeez.
So it looks like my internet's holding up for this, which is absolutely glorious
and surprising as well.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, we can see that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're actually all sort of on a pond here at the studio.
It's very nice. Mm,
it's hard to see. Anyway, people in Grimsby. All right, so Lee and Cousin Dale. You know, Dale, I was mentioning to Lee how cool it sounds to have a Cousin Dale, because here in America, when you're Dale, it's like kind of like a country singer's name. Are you a country singer?
I can't say I've ever branched out into that genre, no. I ain't got quite the twang there. I can't quite pull it off.
Are you a famous actor, perchance? With your southern imitation was killer there.
Really?
Dale.
You have got some VO skills, Dale. I've always said this.
I've never unleashed it upon a statesman.
Statesman.
That's good. That's good. We are the, you know, we're tough critics here.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you say it passes.
Yep. Anyways, we tried to meet in the middle here. I dropped a few references to Sarnies and Tyrell. So, you know, I just feel like maybe we're just trying to bring our two countries together now that the United States and Britain have potentially isolated themselves from the rest of the world at large. It's up to Ridiculon and, well, our friend Lee and Cousin Dale to engage with the world at large.
With the last bastions like of hope.
It's a tall order, but just starts with a few, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Starts with few and ends with many, boys. We got a long way to go.
That's good. All you need is a sample of a gun and a whip.
Yeah,
maybe.
Dale, what kind of pickup truck do you drive?
Yeah.
Yeah, 77.
I drive a 79 Chevy, boys. Yeehaw.
Getting a bit hokey.
Wow.
I don't know if that's a truck.
That's actually the year of my birth, 1979.
Well, boy, you were born in the right year.
I'll be joined by someone else.
What other game music have you been listening to today?
Well, we do 2 hours, so we've had a little bit of Earthbound already, or the Mother series. What kind of games did you guys play? That's something I never asked you when we interviewed. Like, I don't know what kind of era you were big on.
Let's see. Monopoly, Sorry, Candyland.
A lot of Scrabble.
Boggle. Gin Rummy, Cribbage.
I'm super into backgammon now. It's
John's new. Really into backgammon. Bocce, in terms of outdoor games, lawn darts.
You live the active life. I like it. The physical. You enjoy the physical.
No.
Scrabble is very physical.
It can get that way.
We have a game that tiles are huge. And they weigh 50 pounds a piece, so you have to play it inside.
Well, the big state secret, and I think part of the reason that Ed McMillan hired us in the first place is that we're not gamers. We just accidentally came into the gaming world here. Ed loved the band that I was in, and he called me out of the blue in 2011 to have me do the narration for The Binding of Isaac, the original game, the one that Danny Baranowski had scored. And I actually went and did it with John in his studio in California before he moved across country back here to Massachusetts. And so that was actually officially the first thing we ever worked on together. And it wasn't until a year later that Ed asked us to submit some music for what was then the sort of sketch of Mugenics, which is now a project that we are once again picking up and going full bore on once The Legend of Bumbo comes out sometime this year. So, to answer your question, I grew up without a television. Period.
That's good, though.
I read a lot of books. My parents were school teachers. My friend Jordan Silverstein had an NES, and I would go over there and, you know, like play Ninja Gaiden and Excitebike. And, you know, but man, I am horrible at games. I just want to tell that to the people who are listening. I cannot play video games to save my life. And I would say, John,
worse.
So
worse.
That's where we find the magic.
Play guitar instead.
Yeah,
that's pretty guitar, interesting.
Play drum, play bass, make the loud music that spurs young and old alike to enjoy video games. But it's like they say, don't get high on your own supply.
Absolutely. That's a really interesting way of putting it, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure I've met another composer who doesn't play that much games either. I just can't place it at the moment.
I don't think I'd want to tackle either of you at Scrabble, though.
Not with pieces that size.
No. I ain't got the body.
Tackle Scrabble. That's a great game.
Tackle Scrabble. Yeah. Tackle it's a bit like Rocky. Yeah, it's good.
Be with Diction.
Yeah.
If you get a Zed, they bust out 10 guys on you.
Oh man. Anyway, yeah, that's the long and short of it, is that we engage with the culture tangentially, mostly through personal relationships with people like Edmund, Tommy, Tyrone Rodriguez, from Nicholas, James Id, who's the programmer on The Legend of Bumbo. And, you know, we just occasionally, I had a nice visit with Edmund this month out in California, and we sat around and played games, but we played very funny, like silly games, a lot of analog games, board games, you know, card games, trivia games. So,
which we recommend as well. We certainly have our own little collection of that, don't we?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So it's, I enjoy that stuff immensely. You know, my kids love video games, but I would call them digital natives. And even though I ostensibly should be, based on how old I am, having grown up without a television, I'm late to the game. You know, I didn't even get a computer until 2007, quite literally. So, I guess it's why we're good at what we do, because we don't know anything about anything.
Well, on that note, we can go ahead and hear some Ridiculon then.
Yep.
If you like.
It's true.
It's been chatting now for about 20 minutes, I think. Well, I had, I've got a couple of things rounded up. I think, hang on, where am I in my playlist? I've got Diptera Sonata from Binding of Isaac. And I have got something. I'm sure I had something from The Ender's Night, but I've lost it now. Where's it gone? As Above from Ender's Night.
Very good.
Oh, yes. Very nice.
Yeah, Ender's Night, Before You Go, is one of my favourite soundtracks of all time. Blows me away every time.
Oh, that was a lot of fun to make, that's for sure. A lot of fun.
Yeah, I think we spoke to you at great length about that.
Yeah.
Some months ago.
Yeah, we did.
And that was really fun. Yeah, trying to make those classical hits propulsive and, you know, earwormy.
Yeah,
is that a word?
It is now.
Funnily enough, it is a word I heard in another interview just the other day. So, yeah, I'll let you have that.
Wow, what is that cat eating?
Arsenic? Indeed.
Wow. The cat's gone. I'm sorry, Squash. The goat's done a bundle.
I wish that's what we sounded like. Then again, I kind of do.
I'm sorry, Squash. The goat's done a bundle. I'm sorry, Squash. I've gobbed on your carpet.
I'm trying to think of a classic British thing I can say now, but these are more classic British than I am.
You could say something like, I'm chuffed to the bollocks.
I'm chuffed to my bollocks about this, mate.
Yeah.
This is a good one.
I'm a bit ridiculous. And I'm chuffed to my bollocks about their music.
I'm chuffed to my bollocks about Ridiculon's music.
Yeah, that's good. I like it. It's a little kinder. That's good. Well, do you wanna, should we listen? And should John and I do like a Mystery Science 3000 commentary over the top of the music the whole time?
You can if you like. That might be just possible, but I don't know if you'll be able to hear it yourselves unless you're just like adding your own thoughts.
It's perfect.
So we'll say bye to you for now, John and Matthias. Until next time.
Thank you, kind sirs.
Hey, Lee and Dale, keep it real, guys. Dale, you keep fixing up that truck of yours, man. Hey. I tell you what, boy,
Hey, boy, she'll run one day real sweet, y'all. I tell you.
Perfect.
You, good work.
Perfect. You all boys right, keep listen. Doing what you're doing. Yeehaw, yeah. Breaking it down.
I just want to say Grimsby forever.
Excellent. Oh. We'll use that in the future as a sting.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right, dudes. Great to talk to you about absolutely nothing at all, ever at any point.
Excellent. Hey, well, we've been in depth in the past. This is what we needed.
I'll never forget it.
All right, carry on regardless.
Have a good day, guys.
Cheers, guys. Ooh.